You really need no introduction, Leslie. I mean, everybody knows who you are, and that's why they signed up for today. So today my guest is Leslie Ebersol. We're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff. I've solicited a lot of questions from agents that want just your perspective, your best practices, tips, what you suggest or how you do things. But before we begin, can you do me a favor and just tell us who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Okay. I'm Leslie with a large independent brokerage called Baird & Warner Real Estate. We're in Northern Illinois. We're a single firm, which becomes important when we talk about some of the ways that we do our business and the way we brand in the market. We've never franchised. We've never sold the name. All 1,500 agents work for a single company. And we have a very strong commitment to our culture and our branding, and I'll talk about why that's important in regards to Zillow a little bit later. I'm a broker. I have a team of agents, listing agents. We organize a little bit differently here. We are a flat organization, partnerships, rather than what you might call a traditional pyramid with a name, one person that goes out and sees the client once and then hands the work off to, you know, minions to do the work. We do virtually all of our work is with two senior people per client. We think that gives the very best coverage. So we usually have two top agents on each listing. We bring two skill sets to every client. And we also think it gives better coverage for the buyers to have two people that they know and that they trust, and we can keep things going forward at all times because we all know that real estate happens nights, weekends, and holidays, and clients have very high expectations, and we try to meet those in the most creative ways we can.
Excellent.
How's that?
That's a great introduction. And as you're talking, I know you can see the screen. I'm just sharing with our viewers. This will be available after via a podcast and an audio file. But for those who are actually watching the recording, I'm just sharing some different things on Leslie's Zillow profile. So let me just ask you a real generic question. This is one of the first questions I got asked by the industry. Leslie, how do you build your brand? I know that's really generic and very broad, but what would be your advice on how do you best build your brand?
The way that you build your brand is first by understanding both yourself as a person and how you do business within a marketplace, your company, your corporate brand, and then the clients that are that match your brand and your corporate brand. I think a lot of the trouble in our industry comes when we try to shoehorn the wrong agents onto clients who don't value what that agent brings. Mm-hmm. So the way that you build that brand is through coaching, through leadership, through management. You come down to what is the core essence of what I bring to the table every day. What I bring to the table every day, personally for me, is leadership skills around people. I am all about getting other people to do things, not about me telling them what to do, but by guiding, nudging, helping, prodding, by giving people the tools, the knowledge, and the information to do what they want to do. So whether it's one of the team members, someone else in the office, or a client, it's a continual flow through of tools and support to help people meet their goals. I believe strongly a core value of mine is in constant need for innovation and the use of technology in the right places. That doesn't mean every shiny object. It means being very thoughtful about your business processes, and thinking if we change this piece up, what are the implications for the rest of the business? Can we either give our agents more time, or can we help our clients do something more easily? And great investments happen, Brad, when you do something and it hits a whole bunch of those gates. Do you know what I mean by that?
Absolutely.
It's not just, you know, back office, we cut down our turn time on getting the sign installed by 6 hours. Well, that also made the client happier, made the agent happier. So everything has to hit many objectives. In the brand and living underneath a brand as strong as Baird & Warner, which is an old brand, company's been in business since 1855. People hire us around trust, stability, longevity. We have very little turnover in our upper quartile, our upper 50%. That reflects a particular culture, and pretty much if you're good and you get here, you don't ever leave. There are people who leave all the time out of the bottom, but that's different. So integrating for each agent here, their personal brand, what they do well at, the kind of clients they want to serve with the corporate brand, and then delivering that through marketing communications, that's really my job for the group. And it's a short, fuzzy answer to a long and difficult question, but I hope that's enough of an overview.
No, that's great. That's awesome. You know, you mentioned technology, and I think that's a real, you know, God, that's such a tough one for some people because of all the new shiny toys. What tools do you feel have helped improve your business technology-wise?
Well, I'm going to say less. I'm going to talk more about processes than about tools. I will say tools. Making the switch a couple years ago to Mac was a commitment to a lot of things. It wasn't just because it looked more cool. It has ease of use, and it had some tools, even if we didn't end up doing the work ourselves, like video editing, that I felt that we needed to be familiar with. Mm-hmm. The iPad is essential. Simply can't do business without the iPad in my world for a lot of reasons. You got to have, you know, obviously a smartphone. We're pretty much standardized on iPhones, although some of the guys are going out and loving that new Samsung thing. I think all of the 50-year-old men in real estate are buying it for the big screen. It feels a little more manly. That's on hardware. On software, we can go through my dashboard, and some of the systems that we've standardized on are, we're rolling out Cardivy and DocuSign for transaction management and electronic signatures. I use a whole bunch of different marketing tools, and you're going to see some of them for marketing communications. Most of it's wrapped around Gmail. I have a CRM that I've stitched together that integrates a product called Follow Up Boss with better voicemail. We're solving something that nobody else in the industry had, and I'm thrilled with it. Can't say enough about these guys. I could spend an hour talking about just them. Once we open up my dashboard, you're going to see a lot. The way that I think about the portal sites is around listing syndication and lead generation, and so using the tools that are embedded within those sites, I make decisions about do we use the tool embedded in the site, or are we taking the content out of the site and putting it into our system, and I can show you some of that.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna hand you the controls in just a moment, but I have one real important question that it looks like Marie's asking. She's asking, why did you become a Zillow Premier Agent? And I think you were just kind of mentioning that in your last sentence.
Maria, I think you said, Maria?
Yes, Maria.
I believe down to the bottom of my toes in listing syndication and well-managed listing syndication. Listings need to be where the eyeballs are, and they need to be presented as beautifully and as completely and as well-managed as we possibly can. When you have any of these premier programs, Zillow Premier, Trulia Pro, Realtor.com with their various flavors, you have the ability to add and to edit information into your listings. So ListHub feeds BairdWarner.com's listings onto Zillow, and Zillow or Trulia, I think they're taking feeds from over 900 MLSs, and not even to mention the little syndication tools like Point2 or broker-owned list hubs. So I think it's the agent's responsibility to take care of their listings out on the web, and the only way you can really do that is to have the editing tools that come with Zillow Premier Agent. That's number one. And that's things like not all the fields come through in the feed. So from MRED, which is a 40,000 member MLS, and I don't know, there might be 80,000 listings on our MLS. People, you know, about 60% of the data comes through. So things like furnace type and basement type. Some of those fields simply don't hit Zillow. It's not Zillow's fault. It has to do with, you know, they're trying to aggregate. That's truly what aggregator means. They're trying to take that data that they get in the feed and plug it into the right places. And so that sorting is, I'm sure, as good as they can get it. I think listing agents have the obligation to go in and complete it, add stuff like why I love this neighborhood and the ability to add photos. Some MLSs restrict the number of photos that you can use. We were at 16 until quite recently. I think we just went up to 25. But by having Zillow Premier, I could go in after the first feed of 16 photos and add more. Oh, you're on my castle.
Oh, I
love it. Anybody like a Norman castle? A rotting Norman castle? National Historic Trust.
Beautiful.
So why Zillow Premier? First is the very basic obligation to manage the presence of your listings online, and the tools that you get to do that, I believe, come when you're Premier. The second is protecting your presence next to your own listings. I don't do dual agency, but I will tell you there's nobody more qualified to answer a question about one of my listings than me or one of my partners. And then the third reason for Premier is to have a basis for participating in the advertising programs. And when you start to add all those up, you're building a branded presence on Zillow. And I'll probably use those words a lot, Brad, because that's the underpinning of what I'm trying to do on each of these sites for each of our agents.
Sure. Let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and pop over here to the screen and make you a presenter and let you show some different things that you might want to be sharing. Let me just say share. You'll have to accept it on your screen, and then we'll be able to see everything on your screen. So make sure you close down all those bank accounts and...
You can have my bank account. They're not going to get you very far.
How Active Rain saved my butt. Who's that? Gail Barton.
No idea. How do I, if I press this little yellow thing on the GoToWebinar control panel, will it still be there?
What little yellow thing?
Up there. It's a little yellow. I just want to make this smaller. Where's the collapse thing? I haven't used. See, I've switched to Join Me, so I'm not as...
No worries. We can see your entire desktop, so it looks good.
You can see. You don't see the little GoToWebinar control panel in the way.
No, anything on GoToWebinar as a presenter or a speaker or anything, the audience can't see that. We can only see your desktop.
Okay.
So what we see is a full screen of the Active Rain network right now, and all your tabs and your lots of. This is called multitasking, folks. If you look down at the bottom of her Macintosh or Apple. computer and everything's got a little light on it. That's all the things she's doing simultaneously. It's definitely called multitasking. Good stuff.
I actually met Brad probably 3 years ago next month. Our market was tanking pretty badly, and I was trying to find a way. I had to move out of luxury and find new ways to generate real estate sales. And a stager, one of my stagers named Craig Schiller, remember Craig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Said, you know, Leslie, you can write. You know, you might want to blog. And he made me go to this Rain Camp thing. And I was fortunate enough to have an absolutely gorgeous assistant at the time who Brad waved over and said, here, you sit here, honey. And so I got to sit next to Leanne, who got to sit next to Brad Anderson. I didn't realize I was making what would become a very important
this is all new to me, folks.
In my professional career. Hey, that's serendipity.
I have to let you know just real quick. Here, I'm sending somebody a private message. Jay Thompson's on here. He says, I don't have a question for you, but I just want to say that I love Leslie, and you can tell her I said that. So.
Oh, well, tell Jay that I adore him, and you know, as long as he bails me out online every single day, our relationship will be perfect.
You heard that, Jay, right here. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what you guys are. You're my bailout group. So, right around the time, in fact, that Jay left Active Rain is when I started. It's an important backdrop to this conversation, Brad, because it's where I learned how to blog. I read a lot of blogs. I met a lot of people. Some of them became my network of friends. And it gave me, even though I'm in a big company in a big successful office, it gave me a completely different view that there are other ways to do real estate. Maybe a year ago or so, Jay, amongst others, in fact, in front of 500 people in Chicago, Jay said, "So how's your own site coming along?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm kind of working on it." But I have de-emphasized my participation on ActiveRain simply because I think that as my skills evolved and I could actually run my own site underneath the brand of the Baird & Warner site, I needed control. But I used ActiveRain to do what caused Brad to call me two weeks ago. And I'm working on a piece that is also part of a seminar presentation. I'm not quite sure where it's getting used. I know I'm using a little bit of it today. I know I'm doing one on this topic for someone else. And it's about agents not wasting their money. So this is what I use ActiveRain for, to put out something about the industry where I'm working on an idea and I want feedback. And I get feedback. Bob, you know, if I put a couple of these on a month, Bob features them, and I get feedback on if my words are working, if my ideas are resonating. And this was how do you think about and what do you do to maximize your investment on the portal sites? I'll tell you, I buy on all three sites. I buy on Realtor.com, Trulia, and Zillow. If you guys can write this down in big letters, tell Spencer I continue to offer my 16-year-old daughter up as an au pair, a nanny, anything he would like in order to get the my primary zip codes here, which I don't have. What?
Sorry. And
it's the most valuable thing I think I have.
A sacrifice is being offered. All right, I'll have to.
I'd like 60174 and 60175.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, Brad called me kind of in the middle of this. You know, we were going to talk about, you know, what you do to maximize your investment on these sites. And this is after a couple of years of wasting money, but I think in order to learn, you do have to have money to experiment with. I think probably the first thing, Brad, and you and I spoke about this, you have to know the sites. If you're going to participate on the sites, if you're going to expect to interact with clients using the sites, you better know the site just as well as they do. You better know how the pages are laid out. You need to know what all those little charts and graphs are, because if they're looking at it, you can communicate with the client through that information. Yeah. I can't stress that enough. If you do nothing else, you have to know what the interface looks like, and it's different between the website and the mobile app. So if you've got a client who's out in the, not a potential client, it could be a lead, and they're out driving around and they're in front of a house and you can tell when the inquiry comes in, its source, if it's mobile or web, you need to know what they are looking at on that iPad screen. Because then you can say, I mean, they may know how to use it, but you may say, well, look, if you click up over there, you can see how close it is to the local elementary school. Is being near an elementary school important to you?
Love it.
It gives you something to talk about that you might not, you don't know who they are. I can't stand walking in through the resource room here, and I hear agents asking very personal questions from people who just called in for information. But strike up, and you may not know the house, especially when it's an inquiry, but if you know how the app works or you know how the site works, you can say, oh, well, you're looking at St. Charles, $300,000 to $400,000. Can you know? I was just looking at that yesterday. Can you see how prices seem to be really taking a swing up? I mean, it can be anything that you're starting a conversation with. I mean, they may just want to know if it's got a fenced yard, but this is in the event. This is getting you past the how much does this house cost, or does it have a contract on it?
There's a couple of people who asked for a link to this. So what I did is in the control panel there, folks, there is a link. I actually reblogged this article. You can click on that link if you'd like, and you can read the entire thing, and that's over on the control panel. Sorry, Lisa, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. So if you're going to spend even a dollar, I don't even care if you just use these sites for free. The consumers use these sites. You should understand them, and you should understand what's in them, and you should understand what the consumers like to play with. I'm always bugging guys like Jay and Brad and their counterparts. You know, tell me where you're getting the traffic. Tell me what people are clicking on, because that tells me something about what people are interested in and what we might want to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to have a strategy. I'm on three. You have to know why you're doing this. I would be doing this even if it was just support of our listing business. Listings are the engine. We have, on my group, we have 5 senior listing agents, and we run, this was a strategic decision, we run our listings under our own names. So rather than having just my name with 30, 40, 50 listings, it would hit 50 listings by May. We prefer to be branding to the agent as the local market expert, because we think that it gives us on response, it gives us better quality response. We have senior people talking to potential consumers. The other thing it does is we suspect that a lot of this traffic, in fact, we know a lot of this traffic is about future sellers. And if they're looking at Carrie Siebold's profile, which is really heavy on Batavia, they're probably interested in Batavia. I want them contacting her, not contacting Katie Hemming, who I've built the presence to be stronger in Geneva.
Gotcha.
And I'm stronger in St. Charles. So there's not that we don't all work. They're all small communities, but I'm branding an agent per community. In fact, you'll see some of that in my new website that's not up yet. But I hope I'm right, because that's how I'm doing it. So that's our strategy. Make sure your listings are complete. Don't leave empty fields. Put in the neighborhood information. Okay, when you start to get to spending money and thinking about lead generation, understand the programs. It makes me crazy when I walk down the hall and somebody goes, God, I just wasted all this money on, let's call it, Truly a Pro. The famous line in a real estate office is, I didn't get anything off of it. Do you hear that, Brad?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything off of it. Well, like, what do you mean you didn't get anything off of it? How is it that I run my business off of this and you didn't get anything off of it? Well, I think people expect inquiries. I don't even like calling them leads. Inquiries to behave the way a referral does. A referral is coming, with your personal credibility, with the credibility of the person doing the referring. At the point of an inquiry, they don't know you. They have no idea. Maybe they've learned a little bit about you from reviews. Hopefully they're calling from a community where they can see your signs. Hopefully they see your social media presence. You have some kind of a leg up, but they don't have a relationship with you yet. So unless you're going to work very hard to develop a relationship with them online, you won't, quote unquote, get anything from them. So you have to know the products, and you have to know the numbers. The ad sales guys can be fabulous. Armand is my Zillow sales guy, and he will take an hour on a quiet afternoon, and I will beat him to death and say, explain it to me again, until we have shared language on how a product or a feature is going to work. Their job is to sell you stuff, but also their job is to explain things to you and to become a reference. So when they do a good job, we all win. Take notes. Don't do it while you're driving around town, putting on your makeup, and listening to the ad sales guy. It's too important. If you're going to spend money, you've got to pay attention. You have to understand the subtleties. You have to understand the way the programs are different. I'm not going to go into it. I can do a whole hour on that, and I have a whole separate post on it. But do not make the assumption that what you buy on one site is what you're getting on the others. Creating the presence. It's simply an extension of your community presence. I think the internet has forced real estate to become more and more and more local, because people can get general information. They don't need you to show them a map of where the grocery store is and where the elementary school is. They already have that information. What they want is contextual knowledge, and they want information that surrounds the purchase of the house, that's the base on the purchase for the house. So you create a presence in that through your advertising on particular sites where you have your listings, where you have your ads, and where you have your reviews. And I try to call, I'm still working on my language on this, and maybe Jay can help, but I call them the magic circles or the magic nets when you're layering in your presence. And it's like the old days, and I didn't work in real estate then, but, you know, oh, you called the gal who had a sign in every other yard. She must be successful. This is like having your sign in lots of people's yards, but concentrated. And you're linking it to your blog, and you're linking it to your community content, and they have a the person has a view of your presence, the story of you, and the story of your brand. So, Jay, somebody named them something besides magic circles, because I think of Stonehenge, and that just sounds creepy.
You know, and I have to just interject there, because I think you're absolutely right. One of the things, you know, if you drive around in a neighborhood, which a lot of people still do, and you see a lot of brands, you see different color for sale signs and yards, and you see different numbers and faces and images and graphics. But when you're online, like you said, when somebody's online and they're trying to drive around the neighborhood quickly on their mobile device or from their laptop or desktop computer, and they keep seeing you, you're like this virtual for sale sign. They're not seeing all those different brands. They're seeing more exclusivity and looking like you're the person that stands out the most. And it is. It's like being a virtual for sale sign in that entire zip code. It's very powerful.
Yep. And then branding to an individual rather than a company, I think, is important. Mm-hmm. People don't want to call a company for information. People, whether they know it or not, and they don't want to be your friend when they call, but they do want to talk to a person who's actually going to do something for them.
Right.
And that goes to understanding the inquiry. People are not leads. They're just people with questions. As soon as you start treating somebody like a lead, I think they feel it. They smell it. And canned lead response should be banned from anybody who's trying to do a good job. It doesn't mean that you can't have auto stuff. You should have auto response stuff as part of your system. But interweaving it with very personal, highly personal, I think is the key to making these investments work off. You also have to not think of lead. I mean, I know some of the lead gen sites like a Boomtown or a Conversion are very oriented to grabbing that 30, 60-day buyer. I think the Trulias and the Zillows and the Realtor.coms do themselves a disservice when they say 60% of the buyers will buy within 90 days. Well, I personally think that's nonsense. I get a lot of leads off the three sites, and I don't know, sorry to challenge the data, but my experience is, one, many of them, half of them are not buyers. They are future sellers. And you are trying to gather them into your online sphere and create a relationship with them over time. You have to know why they're calling in. They might just have a question. It might be about a house. It might be about a community. And you have to ask them, how can I help you? What would you like to know? And I don't think, will you be buying or selling a house in the next 90 days, is even polite in the first question. I mean, it offends me.
Do you think that, Leslie, do you think that the contacts that you're getting, I don't like calling them leads either, because if I'm going to spend $500,000 on your castle or $1.8 million, I don't want to be referred to as a lead. If I contact you, do you think I'm further along if I contact you through one of these sites or through your website? I mean, I guess rather than putting a day time, you know, a time frame on how far along they are, do you feel that the contacts you are getting are further down the road and more serious about buying or selling?
Well, are they more serious? Well, they're more serious than somebody that doesn't call in at all.
Like other than like any other, like a Facebook or through social media or a web page or an IDX or, you know, I'm just trying to get a feel or a sense for a couple of people here who are curious as to, well, you know, people that go to Zillow, they're obviously not looking for fishing poles or gardening tools. They're looking at real estate. And so there's kind of this, underlying consensus that, hey, people that go to these sites that are looking at the neighbor's house or the neighborhood or their own home or contacting you about any property, they're more serious and they're further down the road of buying or possibly selling.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, they're further down the road. I don't have enough data, and I'd love to get my hands on yours someday, pretty please, about, you know, the, you know, how the person came in. And I think as we start to really do a good job, as you can see, I have very few reviews on Zillow because I did Trulia first. I think I'm up to 21 on Trulia, and I'll work on my Zillows this year. I think as we begin to get reviews, we will know from the time of contact to closes, you know, begin to aggregate some of that data.
Sure.
And get a view of, you know, what kind of inbound creates sales. But you see, but somebody can be coming in on your site. I mean, I had, you know, I recently had a lady come in off of Trulia as a quote-unquote lead, and she's on. She was in a subdivision where I had four signs. Like, she couldn't leave her subdivision without seeing me three times. There was no physical way. So it didn't come in on a phone call. She saw me on Trulia. That's how she decided to call me. What made the lead come in? It was a combination of the presence. And yes, she was ready. When she was ready to talk to me, she felt like she'd been doing her information online, and she was ready to start interviewing listing agents. So I want to think about that more. Are they more ready?
Sure. Your screen went blank, I pulled it back over. And I got a question here from, looks like Tom. Leslie, I'm sorry, I love your little or huge desktop icons. Can you tell me where you get that application, and do they also show normal on a desktop or just on the bottom? I think he's talking about the
just my docking
your
station.
Dock, yeah, that's just the Tom, that's just the Apple computer operating system. It's kind of the same way the Windows looks, but that's just the Mac environment, and those are all icons to her applications.
Yeah, those are the ones I use the most.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see, where were you? You were on number...
So we're finally getting into lead response. You have to have a personal response system. The best response, Brad taught me, is a personal phone call. If someone gives you their phone number, it is an invitation to call them. And that's where your lifelong building of your phone skills better kick in. The second best is sending them an email. And if you don't use Gmail, you should. And if you use Gmail, you should use a product called this new funky thing called Reportive. So if I'm responding to Brad, how do I turn off this new composer thing? It just showed up today.
You're talking about the new Gmail? Yeah, I saw that this morning when I was actually responding to an email. I haven't played with it enough, Leslie Atroff, but the Reportive site you're talking about, I'm pulling it up on the screen now just to show people. The key of Reportive that I found, and if you're on Outlook and you use Outlook for your email, there is an alternative for that. It's called Zobni. That's inbox spelt backwards. If you go to Zobni, X-O-B-I-N, or N-I, inbox spelt backwards, .com, it's a same type of a tool, and it's an overlay. And what this does is if somebody contacts you and sends you an email, you've never heard of them, you don't know who they are, just out of the blue, it will pull, and this is what Reportive does for Gmail. It's the same thing as what Outlook, as Omni does for Outlook. It will pull not only their information, but based on that email address, who they are, all their social media feeds like Facebook, LinkedIn, their last tweets. It's just a great lead generation tool for getting information about these contacts as they come in. And again, Zobni.com does the same thing.
So the way, and then, so I'm going to really go, I'm going to move off of the AR and start talking about how we respond to leads, which is, I think, what you wanted to talk about today, right?
Yes. Do you want me to go ahead and give you back controls here? Do you want to show some screens? Okay, here, give me 1 second.
Yes, I'm going on the screens now.
All right, I'm going to pop over here, make you presenter again. This is fun passing the baton back and forth. I like it. All right, now you have the controls. You should have an option set. There you go.
Okay. So here's what it looks like. I did some screen captures just in the event that something went wrong. I use a CRM called Follow-Up Boss that captures leads from, I think, or inquiries from 7 sources. Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, the mobile versions of each because they behave a little bit differently. My IDX on my diverse solutions, listing to leads, and then BairdWarner.com. It hits my Gmail, and it presents it back to me in a packaged way that shows me the person's name, and now because it's back in Gmail, it tells me who it's coming from. It's also flagging the auto response, which you'll see in a minute. When I, if I happen to be in front of my computer and I can get to this in the first 5 minutes, I am clicking on that where it said the follow up on this lead. It's packaging. I don't have to leave my own system. I don't have to go into Zillow. I find that really distracting. I need consistent follow up regardless of the source because we have multiple people touching this. So if we from this, it tells me. She's got a question. She has a company about the property. And right here, I can see I got a phone number. I'm calling this chick back right now.
Beautiful.
If I didn't have the phone number and I have her real email address, the reason I pulled this up and I put Leslie, put whatever her name is, all I have to do is click on it and it opens up sending an email through my Gmail. The reportive gives me something about, I've got another one because I'm not doing this live. I've got another client here. It tells me who Leslie is. And let me tell you, if this Leslie, whoever she is, looks like she has a job and she, or it's got a, I mean, let me tell you, it's nothing better than a photo that's coming in with a wedding picture. Because I know they just got married and they want to buy a house. Or if they have, this is a headshot, it's a corporate headshot, it went out and it found social. It told me that this guy is the VP and general manager for Schwab Compliance Solutions. I go into a quiet room. I quick look up. I pull up his LinkedIn profile, and I call him personally and ask what I personally can do for him today.
And this is called Follow-Up Boss, correct?
Yeah, Follow-Up Boss packages the inbound source, and it's like any other CRM. It shows, so there's the lead. It shows the, people's status and so on. I can round robin them. The other thing it does, Brad, that I like is it shows me the conversation between the agent, the loan officer, and the person. So I sort of have super admin on this, and I can see what they're saying to each other. If I go through and I see something has just been sitting there, I can shoot a message to the agent and say, can you tell, it looked like you were speaking every day with Kelly G and now it kind of is dead. Is there anything I can do to help? Because you don't want to, these are grown-ups here. I can't lean too heavily. And that's the back of the dashboard. And I won't take you through that. I just wanted you to, it's a regular. I've only had this for a couple of months. I am thrilled with these guys. They rock.
There's
they
a question.
Every single thing like that.
A question came in from Tom McEvoy. He wanted to know, does Gmail allow you to reply with your business email address or presence, or does it force you as leslie@gmail.com? And I do believe if you have another email address, when you reply back, Thomas, you can select where you want that to be coming from.
Yes, I have 3, and I have my Baird Warner, I have a personal, and then I have my Leslie at Fox Valley Living, which is my team name. I have Wise Signature. Is that what they're called? Wise Stamps?
Wise Stamp, yeah.
Yeah, because I like the way my contact information looks down there, and it actually delivers a V card onto their computer if that's how they want to store me as a contact.
Sure. I see you have Yesware, too. That's a pretty cool little app.
It's my favorite add-on. App.
Yeah, I love Yesware.
Love it. It's my favorite. Okay, so from that, if I am responding personally – and I'm getting it in the first 5 minutes. It's actually about seven for it to happen. Best answer is the phone, and I'm hoping that I'm getting social. If it's a phone number that doesn't have something and I have the extra minute, I'll grab the email address and put it into Spokio, which is one of my favorite programs. So I can put in somebody's phone number, their email address, and I can get more information about them. This only takes a couple of seconds. You're not going to do it while you're driving, but if you're sitting in front of your computer and you think this is somebody who should get a call, you know, the 2 seconds that it takes to find out who this person is worth the time. So Brad apparently owns a $3.3 million property. I am going to start chasing Brad.
Don't probably be telling everybody that.
Scary, isn't it?
No.
So I give the response in Gmail. My responses are many and varied. I have canned responses that more and more I use very little now, and they are all and Brad, with the change this morning on, like, I don't know where my canned responses are. Like, they're supposed to be right here.
Yeah.
Everything used to be right here.
Don't you love how Google gives you a nice warning and then just changes your Gmail overnight? I kind of think that's...
Overnight. Like, yeah, how do I get to my canned responses?
They're on there.
You know, they're... sure they are.
The question is where?
Well, I don't know where they went.
I see.
So my canned responses for the listeners are, you know, thank you so much. We're sorry that those morons, no, we're sorry that the home that you asked about is showing that it has a contract on it. If you're interested in homes in Elburn priced between $200,000 and $300,000, here's a link that shows only active listings. And so I probably have about 100 canned responses on that for location and price point. They're pre-done searches off of my I promise, Jay, this is almost done, redo of my site. I have a gorgeous new site coming up, but I have hundreds and hundreds of searches and maps with results pages, and I will grab a couple of these links. If it was Geneva 300,000 to 400,000 or St. Charles 300,000 to 400,000, I might grab the link to Fox Chase, and I put only actives in this. So there's nothing for sale over in Fox Chase right now. I just grab something to put it in there to get them to click on something. I try not to have just nothing, but I have these all set up. I don't think they're as good, though, Brad. I'm messing with very social media comment kind of responses,
mm-hmm.
like the way we whip off comments on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm a broker with Baird & Warner. You just had a question off of Zillow. I'll be by my desk, you know, for the next 15 minutes if you want to give me a call and let me know what I can do for you right now. Just really fast, not formal, not agonized over. It's as though I was doing a Facebook comment. I'm getting good returns on those. I don't know how to standardize that, but whatever.
You're not always using just Gmail to respond then or to reply? That was Thomas's question.
Oh no! If it's a mobile, let me show you an example of a mobile. So I have the better voicemail guys. Are grabbing off of our phone numbers. They're grabbing it when it's an inbound Zillow, Trulia, or Realtor.com and sending back a text. One, I now know that that was a call off of Zillow. See, it was a Zillow inquiry. This is a bad one. I wanted to nag you about this. We didn't get our times tight enough. The people hung up while holding. It was 40 seconds. It can't go that long. They got it down to about 25 seconds. But right. So this was the Zillow number that you get when you're buying the ad programs, it's hitting better voicemail, and if the call doesn't get answered, it generates a text to this number that says, I'd have to show it to you, it says something like, "Hi, this is Leslie. I'm a broker with Baird & Warner. You have a question about a property. Please call or text me back so I can help you." And then it's logged in my follow-up bus. So I'm getting email and phone into the same CRM. Does that make sense?
Yep, totally. In fact, I've got a really good comment from Thomas there. Let me pull that back up. Did I lose you?
Me?
Oh, no, you're there. No,
we're running out of time.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left, but a lot of great resources. So I just want to throw these out real quick, a couple takeaways. Write these down, folks. Spokeo.com. That's Spokeo.com. The other tool she mentioned is Better Voicemail. The other one was Yesware. That's YESWARE. And then Wise Stamp was the signature for the Gmail that she was referring to. All right, and then
I'm going to show you the coolest one, okay. And then we'll close this baby off.
Okay.
The reason you need something like Reportive is this is an example of it. They didn't put a name in on the inquiry from Zillow, but I did have the email address. So you grab that email address, you drop it into Spokeo, and you get the real name. So then you add them as the contact into your contact management system with the name, not as just no name.
Gotcha.
Kind of cool. So the cool thing we have going on that is not perfect yet, but I am almost there. If I can't interrupt me or one of the senior people, and I'm about to hire a lead coordinator, can't grab it and do a personal response, this is what happens. I have one of these for each of the systems, and this is what the Zillow one looks like. This is a BombBomb video email. So we have their email address, and getting back a quick response like, "Hey, I can see you're looking for a house in Mill Creek. Give me a call. I've got the list right in front of me." That's almost a Ben Kinney kind of thing. This is auto response, and I tried to make it as entertaining as possible. I'm having an audio problem, but this is what gets emailed back to the contact. I am branding with Zillow. I think this is important. If the person is using Zillow, that's their choice. They do not want to have a conversation with you about use my site, it's better.
Now, what is this program again?
This is BombBomb.
How do you spell that?
Video email marketing. BombBomb.
Like B-O-M-B?
B-O-M-B, B-O-M-B.
Nice.
BombBomb.com.
Love it.
So BombBomb lets you build templates for all kinds of different video things. And you can email them. You can build contact lists. It's the most cool thing ever.
What's the cost on that? What's the cost?
I'm really bad at math, Brad.
That's okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, for those that are asking.
$5 a month, don't know.
Just go to bombbomb.com. And for everybody that's listening or watching, I've added all of these sites to the GoToWebinar panel. You can find those in the chat little box right there. If you're listening to this webinar and it's after the fact, I think we'll do a recap right at the end of each of the sites that Leslie has shared with you all today, so you can go do some research and figure out which ones. I like them all. I like everything you're sharing. I think it's all relative, and you're sharing some things I wasn't aware of, and I love this. I love the fact that you're including a video with options that kind of help you put them into the right bucket. I think that's so important.
Yep, because I want that. If I can get an answer back, it means they're serious. The audio's missing, but I love these little scribed things. But the audio is like, "Hi there, Zillow just told," I try to make it kind of cute.
It's
Zillow
really
just
cute.
Told us you have a question about a house. It could be about a house. It could be about a yard. It could be about one of the communities that we work in. You might be thinking about a house in Wayne or Geneva or Batavia. But right this second, we could be with a client showing property. We could even be negotiating a deal right now. And like all people, because we eat, sleep, and we raise our families here, we might be walking the dog or giving a kid dinner or out at the soccer field.
Oh, my God, I love this.
We know that you have a question, and we want to make sure that your Zillow inquiry, I say Zillow like four times, that your Zillow inquiry gets answered. So whether you want to ask us a question, set up a showing, or set up a meeting with us, we're here to help. Because if you have questions, we have answers. Now, it's doing something weird on the Zillow one. I don't know. I have to go in and edit this back out. There's like this 5-second delay here. So we know that if you have questions, we have answers. And let us know more about what you need, and we're here to help.
So you did all of this in BombBomb?
Well, the program that does the black and white things is called VideoScribe.
It's called
VideoScribe. And it does have voice recording. I don't know why my Zillow one doesn't. It's screwed up, and I'll fix it. I just went in and put it up. And so these, Brad, go to landing pages that BombBomb produces. These are super easy to make.
Right.
When I get somebody to fill out one of these, we have created a relationship. So it could just be a question. The question, is there a fence? Now I am getting into registration. If they don't want to give this to me, that's okay. Maybe if they're not going to respond, maybe that wasn't somebody I was going to spend time on anyways. I have mixed feelings about this. So there's the get more info. One of them is schedule a showing. Do you want to see just this one or are there others? When are you available? What's the best way to contact you? And then when they hit submit, this comes back into the follow-up boss. And I know now that connected to the inquiry, this is tied. It's tied to the person who made the inquiry.
Gotcha.
Don't tell me how it works. It works. I mean, don't ask me. My guys are brilliant. And then the third one is talk to us. Now, this is usually the seller. This is someone who wants to set up a time. These are coming in as the sellers. Let's talk. And a whole bunch of my marketing and my branding is around let's talk. You'll see if you have questions, we have answers, and let's talk on kind of everything. So I use that language over and over.
On the BombBomb, Leslie, just real quick, on this screen that you're sharing right now, is this an auto response only if you're not available, or when would this come into play?
This goes if a Gmail from the follow-up boss prompt isn't sent in the first 7 minutes, then this goes.
Okay, gotcha.
Sometimes it goes anyways. I'm because people are not perfect.
Sure.
You want people from their cell phone to, if they call right away, they're supposed to, from the follow-up boss thing, they're supposed to click that they responded. We try to make it as easy as possible for people. But nobody's objected to getting these anyways. I mean,
honest with you, I think it is amazing. And a lot of people, a lot of great comments coming in right now. It was called VideoScribe is where you were able to create this custom, hi there, Zillow, just let me know you're inquiring about property or whatever. And then what I also caught, I don't know if everybody caught that, is it's brand specific. So Leslie has basically said, look, if you love Zillow, I love Zillow. If you love XYZ, I love XYZ. Wherever you came to me from, that's how I'm going to meet you at that place. So if you go to Denny's or you go to Applebee's, it doesn't matter. That consumer is going to feel comfortable getting that response from you because you're using, what is that, sparkle.com? What is that?
That's what does the video scribes.
Sparkle.com. Okay, I might have to do a recap with all these sites because you have shared so many great tools. God, can we go an extra hour? Sorry. Everybody is like, this is too good. Don't let her stop. Don't let her hang up.
Well, I will stay on as long until I am paged because I have somebody, a nice man from ConAgra, who was with me this afternoon.
You know what I'd like to do, Leslie, because we have about 2 minutes left. I would love to bring you back. You are a wealth of knowledge. What I love about it is, you know, we did this thing, a Zillow Summit that you know about. We did that and one of the theme was agents know best. And because you're active, you're out there in the streets, you're doing what, you know, I mean, I could tell people about, you know, Zillow and Trulia and Realtor and Active Rain all day long, but coming from someone who's out doing what you do, selling homes, representing investors and buyers, and actually implementing these technologies and these tools, and the stuff works, this is really valuable. And it's the kind of thing I really want to start bringing to bring, you know, Zillow Academy and some of these webinars to the next level. I am going to start doing the hangouts. I know we tried to, Leslie and I broke the internet yesterday. We tried to do a webinar while streaming live, recording on YouTube as a Google Hangout. And I think we crashed the web. But what I'd like to do is go ahead, let's do a recap. I know you have a lot of great stuff to share, but we're going to run out of time. I want to bring you back. I hope you'll be our guest again. I will make this recording available at Zillow on the Agent Hub. At the Zillow Agent Hub, there's a recorded webinars tab, and I'll be adding this where people can go back and listen to this. But let me just do a quick recap. The sites that she shared and some of the tools, the one she's showing now is BombBomb. That's BombBomb.com. Very, very powerful tool. The video scribe that she did on her autorespond came from Sparkle. That's SparkoL.com. Reportive is that Gmail, I guess you would just call it a lead.
It's an add-on.
It's like an add-on.
It's a Gmail app.
It's a Gmail app. It's a plug-in. It's an add-on. So is Wise Stamp. Wise Stamp, WiseStamp. That allows you to create really nice signatures with social media icons and whatnot. Another contact or lead generation tool that she showed off very lightly but still mentioned it was Yesware. And then Better Voicemail. I love what you showed on the Better Voicemail. We could probably do a session on each one of those items. I mean, it's kind of like a VCR. We use, 10% of our VCRs when they came out?
Right.
Obviously, there's so much more these tools can do. But is there anything? Yeah, Sheila Epstein just said, Leslie is awesome. Myra Alexander's, is this taped? She's great. Encore says, Tom, yeah, just raving stuff here. So it is recorded. It will be available. I'm going to go ahead and pull the controls here real quick from you, Leslie. Show people where they can go to get this stuff. So here's where the current recordings are located. Let me see if I can see what you folks. There we go. Up here at the top of Zillow Academy, this is all being migrated and curated over now to the Zillow Agent Hub. So for right now, all the recorded webinars are going to be right here, just because this is where we've hosted most of them for the last couple years. But just so you all know, the Zillow Agent Hub, if you go to your Zillow.com and you're logged in, you'll notice there's a Zillow Academy link now. We've been pulled off the island, and we're now a part of the mothership, which I'm really excited. And so you're going to see all of the future registration links and webinars are going to all be available here from the Agent Web or from the Agent Hub, as well as recorded webinars. Now, this isn't live yet. These are just place fillers. But this is where you'll also find this webinar and recording at some point. And we'll have some more tabs. We'll probably have some podcasts and training videos and a whole bunch of other stuff we're bringing in-house here too. Folks, check out your Agent Hub. Zillow's done a great job doing some really neat things like forwarding campaigns and drip campaigns and email forwarding and a little bit more contact management stuff and blog posts. Jay's writing some really great stuff. All the contributions that are happening on the Zillow for Pros blog. Of course, you'll find the Academy here and access to a bunch of tools and stuff. Thanks for letting me go. Leslie, you were awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to share today and to be our guest. I do hope you'll come back and do this again.
Yeah, because we never did drip. I mean, this stuff goes on for a year. I've got some really good nudges. I love my little nudges, Mark's product.
Can we do a part two? Can I have you back in April?
Yeah. Do it with somebody else so we can, let's do two or three people doing creative drips.
How about let's do this? Let's do a hangout. I'm going to figure out how to do the hangout as a webinar, or I'll just put it on the calendar as a hangout. We'll just do a streaming live hangout. We'll get a couple other people. I like that idea.
I'd love to see what other people are doing.
Okay.
That would be great.
We will do it. Folks, thanks again for joining us today. If you want to come back to some of the other sessions, we've got some great stuff coming up next week. Let me just give you a quick overview. I've got on April Fool's Day, we're going to talk about Zillow Digs, the home improvement. On the 2nd, we're going to be doing contact forwarding. On the 3rd, which is Wednesday, will be lead generation. On the 4th, my favorite, we are going to expose the Zillow Zestimate. We are going to uncover and just rip that thing apart and show you anything and everything you ever wanted to know about the Zillow's estimate. And then finally on Friday, we're going to talk about the new Agent Hub, all the new tools and features that Zillow's created for you to better manage and convert more of your contacts and leads that come from our site. So thanks for joining me today. We'll see you back here next time at Zillow Academy. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you, Brad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.